Crusade, Destroyer Men, Book 2, by Taylor Anderson, narrated by William DuFries. Copyright 2008 by Taylor Anderson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Rock, an imprint of New American Library, a division of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Tasolka, imperial regent consort and sire of all India, lounged on his padded saddle-like throne. The throne was raised upon a triangular platform in the center of a vast, oval-shaped stone chamber. An arched ceiling left most of the chamber in shadow for much of the day, and flowering ivies transplanted from the dark jungle floor carpeted all. Only above the throne was there always sunlight. It beamed through a large, ingeniously mirrored opening in the center of the ceiling, and the warm, sensuous rays caressed and illuminated the regent with their favor. Tasolka idly stroked a small, squirming miniature of himself as it chewed on his long finger claw. Its sharp teeth were like little needles, and its claws and flailing tail tickled his palm. A basket of its nestmates wobbled near the throne. The tiny, mewling growls of the occupants struggling with one another provided amusing distraction from the thoughts of the disquieting interview he expected. Word had already reached him that a hunting pack had been thwarted in some way, and he awaited details. Details he might have to convey to the Celestial Mother herself. The first reports hinted that a pack had fallen prey, and deep down a predatory quickening stirred. He shouldn't have cared.